Masechet Kelim, Perek Yud Zayin, Mishnah Yud Bet. Now we'll talk about measures that when the Hachamim said them, they meant the larger size of that measure. Mishnah says, V'yesh she'amru b'midah gasa. There are certain units of measure where the rabbis wanted you to have the larger type of measure. Melo tirvad rakav. When they said a ladleful of corpse dust transmits tum'ah in a tent. Corpse dust is a decomposed corpse that turns into dust. A ladle size. Kimlo tarvad gadol shel rof'im. They meant the large ladle of a doctor. The doctors would use ladles in order to scoop out ingredients for medicine. These ladles hold the same amount as an average person's cupped hands. That's the measurement they were talking about when they talked about tum'ah of corpse, decomposed corpse as well. Ugris nega'im, a split bean used to measure sara'at, kigris hakilki, is something like the size of split beans from a certain Cilicia, a certain country, where the beans were very large. Other measurements where Hachamim specified that they wanted a large variety. Ha'ochel b'yom kippurim ke'kotevet hagasa. Someone who eats on Yom Kippur food the size of a large date is liable. The Mishnah adds another detail to the halacha. Kamoha v'kegara'inata. What we mean by the size of a large date is it and its pit as well. The date is larger than ordinary dates. It's smaller than an egg, but it's a large type of date. And what we're saying is it's less than how the date looks on the outside, because there's a little space inside the date between the pit and the fruit. That space is not included in the measure, only the pit and the fruit, not the space between them. So to get that exact measure, you have to first squeeze the date to eliminate the space inside. Venodot yayin veshemen shi'uran kefika gedola shelahen. With a leather skin bottle made for wine and oil, the size of hole that makes them tahor is the size of their large bowl. A large bowl would be placed inside these bottles and leather would be gathered and tied around it. So it would look like a leather pouch with the bowl inside. That pouch would serve as a kind of handle for the bottle. If the bottle develops a hole, that one of these bowls would fall out, then the bottle is no longer usable, it's not a keli anymore, and it is tahor. If the hole is smaller than that, it means the pouch could be fixed. So that's the size of the hole. It's the large bowl that would be put into the leather skin bottle made for wine and oil. Uma'or shelo na'ase bide adam, shi'uro kemo igrof gadol. A window which is in a wall between two rooms that was not made by a person, the size of opening allows the corpse tum'ah to pass through one room to the next, is the opening as big as a large fist. When there's a corpse in one room and we want and the tum'ah to go to the other room, and the opening the size of a fist, a large fist, would make it happen. Zehu egrofo shel ben batiyah. It's the fist of ben batiyah, a person who had a very large hand, known in the time of the Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Yose, Yeshno Kerosh Gadol Shel Adam. Says Rabbi Yose that Ben Batiyah's fist was the same as a large head of a normal person. But if the opening of the wall was made by a person, the measure used a different large item. What we've been talking about before is when the window was not made by a person, it was just there. So here we're talking, now let's say that it was made by a person in the following case. If the window was made intentionally to allow light to come in, it was made by a person. The opening that allows corpse tum'at to pass through one room to the other is the opening as big as the hole made by the large drill of the Bet HaMikdash, which is the same size as an Italian pundayon coin, ukesela haneronit, and the same size as a sela coin of Nero, ukimalon nekev shebaol, and as big as the size of the hole in a yoke. A yoke here which was the whole meat for the peg that tied together a yoke's ropes. That's the size over here that would transfer the tum'ah from one room to another with a corpse if this opening was made in a man-made window.